Hey, this is Big Baby Ambrosia. I'm on here representing for all my big ladies out there. You're listening to Truth Brothers Radio. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday weekend. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. And the chat room is wide open. We got Lorelai in there.
Of course.
Go on in there. She's barbecuing. Go on, get in there. Get some of that food.
No pork on the fork.
There you go.
Anyway, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How was your weekend?
I'm still enjoying my weekend.
You're still in the midst of enjoying yours?
I'm still in the midst of enjoying me time.
Good.
I mean, it was pretty, I can honestly say I enjoyed myself. I'm enjoying myself. Outside of a little riffraff today, but other than that, you know, life keeps moving.
There you go.
Yeah, no,
my holiday was great. Got a lot of fucking rest in. I am.
A lot of what?
Did I? Yeah, that just.
Boy.
Got a lot of rest in. See? That much rest.
Because I'd get a look right now.
Well, you gave me one.
Yeah. Nah, but see, mine don't look like yours. Yours. Come on, man. That's what you be doing. But anyway. No, it was actually, man, yeah, that's good. Just slept it in.
Yeah. Mine ended it up roughly at 3 o'clock. Figured that was the end of the actual holiday. Rest of the time. Yeah, because the rest of the time is when you would be off work anyway and setting up for the show. So, yeah.
Wow. So, oh, 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Right. Effectively, it was over because that would be normal, being off, setting up the show, going back through the regular routine.
Yeah.
So
technically nothing new. Same.
Yeah. But, you know, got to dusted the bike off, did a lot of yard work. Messed around with the vet. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was.
I have no complaints.
I'm with you, man. I actually, same thing, man. Like, I got to out, enjoyed the weather, spent time with the kids. Man, just, I put my, worked on my bike a little bit, got that accomplished. Man, it's just, it was Whitney Houston waiting to exhale moment for me.
Okay.
Just, I was there.
Mine was good at it. The apex of it was I messed around with them X-Men.
Yeah. Enjoy the Claw.
Good movie. Excellent movie. Very good. Very good.
Would you see it again is the question.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah? Wow, that's a lot, man.
Yeah, I would. They did a very, that dude, man, he Bryan Singer showed off his skill as a filmmaker because he had a tough road to hoe, and he did it and made it look easy.
I gotta check it out. I gotta go check it out, man. I've been just swamped with things. Not nothing bad, but just it was a weekend. It's almost like it's not enough hours in a day for me. I got so much stuff to do, and so little time for me, man. So I gotta check it out. Probably this upcoming, but then again, I probably won't be because I'm going to catch my wrestling event. Anybody that knows
that's
me, you know,
day.
I'm a big wrestling.
So
fan,
that's so. A day though. You've got
know,
other days.
I don't know, man. Like, my week, honestly, is building up. Dude, you don't know how long I've waited to go to an actual wrestling event.
But there's still a day.
This is a week for me. This is a week building up to that Sunday. You know how Thor was for you that
whole
week?
Yeah, but I did other things during that week.
Did you see another movie?
It wasn't anything I wanted to see, but if it was, I would have done it.
I don't know.
As long as it didn't coincide with that day.
Yeah, I got you. I just this anybody that knows me, man, knows I'm a huge wrestling fan. Like, I love all wrestling organizations. That's out, Ring of Honor, all of them. And it's like, this is my first time actually going. And I'm going with my son who is into what I'm into.
Right.
So it's just the build up for me. So yeah, I'm gonna and take my time and enjoy them. Then I got a short week coming up, so it's like, Can't you lose? There's winning for everybody.
Squeeze X-Men in there and get that win out the way.
Yeah, we'll discuss it amongst The Rock and Stone Cold and them. But I digress.
Right, who we shouting out?
All right. We got a list here, people, so bear with us again. I got a shout out. Well, we'll go. We got a shout out Lonnie Irby, Michael Scott, Jimmy Hayes, Brother Pantheon Prime.
Who is Michael Scott?
Michelle Scott, I'm so sorry. I put Michael. I am so sorry to Michelle Scott. That was me. That was honestly
Come on.
Me.
No.
Come on, man. The reason, because it coincides with the same name. I got a shout out, a Michelle, a Samantha, a Jackie, Ishmael, Dion, Tank Jr., Mr. and Mrs. Malone, Tootie, the Ingram / Cole family, Monique, Liz, Terrence and his family, and the entire Davis family. Got to shout all them people out. Had a ball with y'all. Man, we got to do it again for real.
Another shout out to my man, Pantheon Prime. He's one of my dudes on Facebook. He's real conscious and sends out a lot of thoughtful, knowledgeable stuff, man. I like that.
So what's up?
Look, cornbread and chicken on a plate. Hi, Facebook. No, every time he puts something out, he puts brain power behind it. Well, gotta shout that out.
Normally like to do Craig Combs and
that's another one. Mental Son, that's another one.
Yeah, a lot of people we're tapping into that realm a tad. A wee begot. Pharaoh Words for DJs, B Days, I'm sorry. Pharaoh Words Smith, James Helios, John Hunt, Julia Huff, Nina Golden, and Frederica Wembley, one of my people from school, man. Shout out DJs B-Days, and hope y'all enjoy. We love you here at Truth Brothers Radio, and enjoy another trip around the sun.
Nice.
Yeah, we went through that pretty quick.
We did. Yeah. We're back on schedule the way we usually do.
I don't like that, man. I like it when it's more cracking. Usually that's how you know, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I know this. What's coming up next, y'all, is the terrible truth. Here we go.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, coming to you at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater.
There you go. And Rosie O'Donnell Front Hole Panties. Sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Don't you forget it. Ladies do it this way. All right, check this out. Got a story, man. A pregnant Arizona wife runs over her husband for not voting in their election.
Hey, you know what? One, voting is very important. Voting is incredibly important.
Really?
And most people who talk that crap about what's going on be the main ones don't go out and vote. I bet you old boy was a Republican to the bone and talked all that smack and then didn't go out there and vote.
Now, what's the point here? What's the point, though? Because, I mean, running him, don't you believe hitting him with your Ford Focus was a little bit extreme,
but okay. I'm sure she just went with her first thought.
And the first thought is... So you're not going to pick neither one of these rep? I got you. Go outside.
They're all the same.
And you by them, I mean, you know who I'm talking about. The kind you like. So, you know, and don't you bring them to my basketball game.
There you go.
So, again, Holly Solomon, that's a name for a pregnant woman. A pregnant woman, Arizona woman, was arrested Saturday after she allegedly ran over her husband with the family's SUV.
It wasn't a Focus.
No.
It was an Explorer.
That's that new Blazer. Or the Ford Edge. There you go. when she learned that when she learned he did not vote in the elections. Solomon, 28, and she's a young Karen woman, faces charges of domestic violence with aggravated assault after she pinned her 36-year-old husband between their Jeep SUV and a curb on a parking lot.
That'll learn him up something nice.
Sanger said Solomon argued with her husband over the Jesse Sanger was the police guy in the investigation. Sanger said Solomon argued with her husband over the lack of political involvement and that she believed her family would suffer under a second term of
under a second term of
is it one arm? Is it the old guy?
Is your president
under a second term of
black man?
But he's in his second term.
Yeah, but this happened before. Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Get out there and vote.
Or else that dog's going to run.
Not that bad, baby.
No.
Look, you were just we've got health care now to help with your schizophrenia.
No.
Police said witnesses heard yelling and saw Solomon get behind the wheel. You not going to vote that honky out?
Oh, my bad. Wrong guy. The blackie. You not going to vote him out? Okay, cool. Got in the car and ran the dude over.
Police said the witnesses heard yelling and saw Solomon get behind the wheel and chase her husband through a parking lot.
There it is.
At one point, he went behind a light pole.
That ain't going to help you. I'll knock the light pole down
so the vehicle wouldn't strike him. He ended up leaving the light pole trying to run away in a different area, the sergeant said. Medic said Solomon's husband was pinned underneath the vehicle.
I had a joke. He forgot to be safe hiding under the vehicle.
When officers asked her why did she do it, she said she wanted to scare him. Officers
show him the repercussions of not voting.
Officers said they didn't believe Solomon was under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time.
Nope, she was running off of 100% pure stupid.
I was going to say racism. Her husband remains in the hospital in critical condition. I bet he's still there. I'm willing to bet he's still there.
Wow. That'll learn him.
Yeah. But
that will learn his... You know what? I told you to get out there and vote.
They said vote or die.
There you go. Exactly.
They said vote or die.
Exactly.
What is going on here, man?
What's wrong with us? Well, we're going to take a break and we'll come back. More Terrible Truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to ya with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We get MCs approach with flame to set them either run into the wall and bang your head. I put the force, my force is doubting. I make the devil's tower to the Caucasus Mountain.
When I'm a sire, I set the microphone on fire. Rap down Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Alan funk and coming through with nothing. And I'm gun, so if you wanna come sweating, stepping contest.
Hello, this is Joni Breedlove, and I'd like to thank you for joining us here tonight on Hot Topics Talk Radio. You can find us here every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central, and 12 o'clock on the East Coast. We also invite you to visit our website at www.hottopicstalkradio.com. There you'll find information on past and upcoming shows, as well as national news and my favorite, politics. We can also be found on Facebook under Hot Topics Talk Radio. Once again, thank you for listening to Hot Topics Talk Radio, where it's real people, real issues, real talk. Enjoy the show.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This song totally sucks.
Maybe I'm going there, hey, hey, hey. Or maybe
Truth Brothers.
Stupid hashtag that say my last name. That's Truth funny.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Did you see
Radio.
That dude on the Billboard Awards, man, trying to get his wife back?
No.
Yeah, you missed it.
Don't care.
Really?
Not at all.
I kind of feel for him, man.
I don't.
Really?
Not at all.
You don't feel something?
Not in the slightest.
Man, I mean, probably. Oh, that's what I meant to tell you, dude, real quick. First off, did you ever get a chance to catch that Kevin Hart movie about last night?
No.
Oh, see it. Definitely see it. Recommend anybody who hasn't saw it to go see that. Paula Patton's in that.
Okay.
Now, is it me or do she look or acts like she's just high all the time in all of her movies?
No, I've never picked that up off of her.
I mean, even in this one, in the other one, Baggage Claim,
right.
All these, she just looks, she
I got you.
Talks and sounds like she's high all the time. I'm just...
Yeah.
And shouts out to Michael Jackson for coming back from the dead on the Billboard Awards. You got to see that, too.
Okay.
You didn't see it?
No.
With the new song, Slave to the Rhythm?
No.
Love that song, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it? That's it. She looks high and...
No, I'm telling you
to go with that.
I meant to tell you that I hope you saw the About Last Night movie because it was hilarious. That's what I was saying. I meant to tell you
that.
Paula Patton's in the movie.
Yeah, I think it comes out on video tomorrow.
It's already out. I got it.
Okay.
I can definitely get that to you. Don't worry about it.
All righty, then.
Nothing more, huh?
Yeah,
I'm sorry if my life...
Just,
hey, man, I live a boring
life,
bro. I'm low-key. I live a boring life. I'm sorry. Let me... I got to spice it up a little bit. Maybe I'll go shoot up a club. I don't know. Got to put spice in my life.
All right. Florida prosecutor apologizes for crack hole Facebook post on Mother's Day. Orange County, Florida.
Let's do it.
There you go. A Florida prosecutor issued an apology on Thursday for a Mother's Day Facebook post that he addressed to all crackhead hoes out there.
Hey, take care of your babies, your mothers, quote unquote. Quit dropping your babies off at our fire departments and
dumping. Here's what he said in the post.
Here we go.
Happy Mother's Day to all the crack hoes out there. It's never too late to tie your tubes, clean up your life, and make a difference out there.
By not bringing your spoiled
yeah.
crack baby
Some
children.
Some people deserve a mother. That, yeah. He issued an apology, throwing up the stupid hashtags.
It is. I'm sorry that these crack holes won't tie
Right.
Tubes.
Exactly. Exactly.
He
issued an apology. And went on to say that his message had been misinterpreted.
Y'all got it wrong. I didn't say regular women. I said crack hole.
And then ripped the media for the coverage the Post generated. How you going to make a big deal out of what I said about crack holes?
You don't see me saying nothing about the regular holes out here, do you? All right, then. Where's
said,
the love?
Right. He said, and I quote, "I believe if the media truly cared about the people they accused me of offending, they would do some stories about people on crack."
Yeah. Now, am I wrong? Huh? All right, then. Nah, you're kind of wrong, bro.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
say no Mother's
so,
Day.
Some of his subordinate remarks said that it was offensive and dehumanizing and said that he will be reprimanded.
I can't wait to hear what his Father's Day post going to be. I can't wait to hear that.
Yes, sir. In a couple of weeks, sperm banks.
Learn to cut the holes off and don't spunk in these girls.
Bum.
Save a child.
Right.
Flip yourself.
yeah.
Dude, actually, you know
yeah,
what, though?
He's an ass.
He got a part of me
nah,
says
he don't. He
has
he didn't
a point.
Say it. He didn't say it to have a point. He said it to be mean. It's
now
easy
look.
To kick a bum and say, "Get a job, you bum," and but you don't know why the dude is a big.
Why are they crack whores?
Yes.
We don't know why they're crack whores.
You know why they're crack whores. Why are they crack whores?
I never said we don't know why.
Oh,
they're,
okay.
Just saying,
I'm just.
Hey,
you're a state attorney.
I lost my house because I lost my job, maybe a homeless bum, versus, you know what, that first taste was nice. I want
maybe,
more.
But as a state's attorney, that ain't your job.
No. It ain't your job.
To throw out a blanket statement. So you're a crack whore, and now you're up, and he's your public defender. How confident are you getting a good, fair trial here?
If you're a crack whore, how confident are you your trial was going to be fair to begin with? You're in there, and you know you're a crack whore. I was the Best Buy, and you tried to sell it, and you got busted because the beeper went off, or you was out there breakdancing to a cop trying to give him a cheeseburger for you can get some crack money.
There you go.
Which one is it?
818-514-1202.
How many?
I'm just saying it's a long, long road that takes many paths before you get to the gun butt. And,
it is.
You don't know what brought people to the gun butt point. And
that's first taste.
Yeah. What brought you to the first taste is what I'm saying.
I'm so depressed.
As a state's attorney, would behoove you
look,
not
man,
to.
I'm tired of pacifying and hand-holding around here. I'm
taking an hour. When we get into what's wrong with us, feel you.
No, right here. We ain't got to go no second hour. Right here. The lady, or not the lady, but look, if you're a crack whore, and a part of me does sympathize with those who are under the spell of drugs. A part of me does sympathize with that because I've been told, hey, man, your will is strong. You don't know anybody's situation. That could very well be true. I hear people say, hey, man, I did it one time, and I can't shake it. A person who I know had heroin the first time they had it.
Hoffman.
Yeah. They just ain't hoffed off yet.
Right.
So a person I know got hooked on heroin, would never done a drug in their life prior to, not one.
And what's that around you? Oh, this is a rubber hose.
Really?
Oh, it's fun. You want to try?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, why not?
Try that around.
It's
bite
a three-day weekend.
Why, if we're going on Memorial Day, let's get Memorial. That's what he said. Ties the thing, bites the tube, shoots it in. Oh, pink clouds. Next thing you know.
That horse said, hello, I'm horse, and I will be your addiction for the rest of your life.
Came in there like that, like.
Right.
How you doing? I'm horse.
And geez. I will be your. The monkey is busy, so you've got the horse on your back. The monkey is busy.
And for that reason alone, man, I say, do we honestly not go in on a guy because you didn't have an option?
One, I don't know a
horse.
Guy. Yeah, if you want to talk about a specific, sure.
I'm just saying.
As a state's attorney who should be trying to, he's an ass. Hey, it's easy to sit there and say when you on top like of the world, hey, you losers. I got you, but there are some people trying not to be losers.
And that's true.
There are some people who are trying
first
not to be losers.
First step is, I'm not doing that this heroin today.
The dude who say, hey, let's taint his drink, that happens to people too. The dude who say, hey, you know what? Yes, I work at Walmart, and this is probably the best I could do, but I was born a crack baby. I've overcome a lot to get to Walmart. There's some people like that. You don't know the path again.
True.
You don't know the path. There's some crack holes out there.
That still doing crack?
No, I'm saying, yeah, they're still doing crack. But there's some crack holes out there who, yep, I got introduced to the wonderful world of getting boned by my uncle at 9. The tube helped me cope with that. I'm just saying. Not saying that it's good. Not saying that I'm just saying, you never know. It's a wide range. The people who come there come from a lot of different roads. Notice he didn't say to all them meth moms out there, because meth isn't associated with us. Meth is associated with Caucasians. And they might vote, so I ain't going to offend them. They're running people over who don't vote. I get what you're saying, and we're going to go in on a lot of that in the second hour. But for some people, he was being facetious. I think it was uncool.
The the wonderful of getting boned.
There's some people who's had it rough. I'm like you, dude. It's hard for me to wrap my head around doing drugs as well because I don't partake.
Right.
I've never had a desire to partake, and I'm one of them will people. But I'm not going to sit here and prop myself up on my superiority chair because I didn't fall into that hole. Hell, I fell into some holes. I fell into the hole of bad credit. Hey, if he got on there, hey, non-paying bum people, pay your bills.
You be up and on.
Okay, whenever you point a finger, there's three pointing back at you. That's all I'm saying. But one pit you might have missed, you might have fell in one that someone else missed.
Indeed.
It's a long road.
We take a lot of time of saying, hey, man, better than him. The guy who says, I'm standing on the corner holding this nine and these drugs in my pocket,
yes,
we say we're better than him. But if we're going off the logic, what's to say, wait, man, what led that man to that path?
Not saying that the crack whore is, hey, terrific, let me buy you some crack. If there's a path out, and I'm off of seeing someone with a path out, we're saying that you don't have to do it. But I'm not going on Facebook posting hey, all you damn bums out there, and there's some bums. Trust me. I just heard about, I don't know what's up with some of the brothers on the East Coast, but I've been just random discussions I've had with people in the past month. You're lacking. Some of you brothers got to get off your duff. You're lacking.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard some. I got a friend up there right now. They've all been on the East Coast telling me, wow, just bad. But yeah. I digress. It's just, all I'm saying is, it's not an easy path, and I'm not.
I agree with you.
And the dude that's on the corner, we're saying, hey, there's multiple paths off of that corner, especially if you're smart. If you're smart enough to devise this elaborate scheme to push rocks, you could have devised an elaborate scheme
to start
a business.
I need
money
now. I got a kid. I need
now. That's not what they're doing. Though.
I'm just
Hey, you want to tell? I got you. You want to tell me the story of the dude that's holding down 8 children in a house, and this is all I can do? I hear you on that. There's a path for him too, but I hear you on that. But when you make it, when you got 8 kids by 4 different mothers and you're not paying on one of them,
but hey,
this is what I do because this is all they gave me. I hear you.
That is.
Let's go to a break. Yeah, I hear you.
I got you. We got to take a real, real quick break.
There's
though,
a time
people.
For
we
calling out BS with love and calling out BS with I'm better than you know, you're just bums because I don't care.
So we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio. Hold on, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop. When it's real, they get scared. Got a slave for the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or healthcare. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in there.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you a man, but you're turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched the bridges of Madison County? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and is one of the leading causes of depression, the loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Owen Wilson. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor to see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly Man No More should only be used as directed by your physician. Possible side effects include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of elevators. Girly Man No More is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take Girly Man No More if you have hands or if you are currently taking any other medicine. So talk to your doctor and call now for a free trial. Girly Man No More. Also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whole world.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. And there are no crack babies or over here. Moms did a great job. Mother's Day. It's ball. Well, speaking of Mother's Day,
mm-hmm. here we go.
And chime in on this story. Here's a mother who has a problem up her sleeve. Houston stripper being sued because customer wants his money back. Let me tell you why. A Houston woman.
That's not twerking. I've seen it.
She didn't make it clap. She just made it just wiggle. I don't want that.
Belly dancing.
I pay for claps. Where am I? I don't hear nothing.
Right.
A Houston woman who says she is a stripper is being sued in small claims court by one of her customers.
I want my 20 back.
Her stage name is Nomi, as in you know me.
No, me. Not her, me.
You know what's crazy? She looks like a transsexual, too. That's what's crazy. She looks like a transgender.
Nope, I'm not him, I'm me.
Yep. No. I cut it off. No me.
No what more. What a dumbass.
Say it. No me.
No more me.
It's short for no meat. I had meat. Don't have it anymore.
No meat. She says she works in a Houston strip club and admits she went out a few times with one of her customers.
Just to see if there was a potential money vein I could tap into.
Now that customer, Robert, is suing her. The latest news headline, Traffic and Weather, reported that. That was crazy that they even put that in there. I've never heard of a customer suing a stripper, Nomi said. I just...
In my line of work, usually they're happy.
Once we top them off, they're good. I just don't understand how this person can sue me for money that he freely gave. I would never have even taken it had I known I had to pay it back. Well, baby, normally
I need a focus. I'm going to give you the dance of your life for the focus money.
Now, you're not going to ask for this back, are you? Oh, no. Go ahead. So, whatever. Nomi stops by to tell us more of the story. Robert wouldn't say much, but confirms he met Nomi at the strip club. He says she owes him about $3,000 worth of Harry Potter DVDs, a laptop, and cash.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Are you?
Tragic.
And I want my Harry Potter films back. She said she was going to get a costume and do tricks like Harry, and I ain't got a trick yet.
Here's the thing, right?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know there were $3,000 worth of Harry Potter.
Yeah, what edition of Harry Potter do you have?
He has the I Was There version. I saw it all. The one that came with the cloak blanket.
And hair rod needle. Want to get closer to Harry? Boiled his spoon,
and he's suing to get it back. We started going on dates, going out places. He said, "I helped a little bit in money here and there."
Oh, do I gotta tip him? Don't worry, take the busboy to the back. I'll tip him
because she was staying with me for a while because we actually had a relationship. This guy's a nutcase.
He is. You think? I'm starting to root for Nomi.
There may be no chance of medication in this lawsuit. I know she's very stubborn, so we'll probably wind up in court, Robert said.
Because I want my $3,000 of Harry Potter film.
I really want to know what Harry Potter...
818-514-1202. Learn us up. Because I don't know what version you got.
Gerald Treese, attorney at law professor at South Texas College of Law, said it comes down to whether it was all gifts. Dude, she's a stripper. It was gifts. I don't care what you say. It has no really great legal value, he says. It was wild value, and it all depends on whose facts the court believes. Otherwise, Robert may have to prove it was a business transaction going on. He's right. Assuming it's legal, then he might just be saying he didn't get what he bargained for. It's a bizarre form of breach of warranty, said Treese.
Boom. What a dumbass.
Dude,
no.
Gifts. You lost
it's gifts.
It. She said, I met him at the club. He said he was going to make it rain on me, jumped up with his Harry Potter wand, and tried to cast a spell. I was in love from that moment on.
And let's get it straight. Second hour, we will be talking about what's wrong with us. And, you know, things going on that we don't seem to pay attention to, or things we just like, passive about. A lot of stories, a lot of things to tap into. But kicking it off with this man, what's wrong with him is he don't realize logic. He don't understand, no, bro, you cannot say these are gifts.
To a stripper.
Dude, what are you going into the strip club with all
Wait
these ones?
Who comes
anyway?
To the strip club with a Harry Potter video?
Who comes to the strip club and say, okay, I'm going to give you these dollars for dancing, but
if I'm not satisfied with the dance,
give me dollars back. Now, I've never been to a strip club, but I want you to correct me on strip club etiquette.
Because I'm an expert on that.
You've been to more than me. By one, you still been to more than me. Question. I thought you don't throw the money until something appears to you like it.
Right.
Do you just say, all right, here's the money.
$3. I didn't think so.
So he wouldn't have given her the money unless something was done to
unless,
his liking.
Unless there was a grinding performed.
Like, hey, oh, she's doing the horse. Hey, throw seven.
And Heron, the horse, came out and said, did someone call my name? That's how I knew the Heron the horse.
Just passing through.
Then trucks off. Heron the horse.
He's all white with red eyes. Heron the albino horse.
Heron had see Philip Hoffman on speed dial. Heard you got a new movie out. Didn't invite me.
That's all right. I got your stuff, Harry. I got your stuff, Philip. Get it over. Nah, just get it off my back. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's hate people. Emergency responder accused of using emergency lights to deliver pizzas faster.
You're tooting?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy John's?
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm tired of that mother beating us. Oh, I got a plan. My boy works at the fire department.
As an EMT,
Rock Hill, South Carolina,
where they always get your pizza to your own time. At Rock Hill.
An emergency respondent in South Carolina has been accused of using emergency lights on his vehicle in order to help deliver the pizzas faster. Thomas Reed of Rock Hill Rescue Squad.
Evidently, that sounds
like a cartoon.
Evidently, Reed can't read because he should have known.
The Rock Hill Rescue Squad.
Yeah.
Is accused of attaching emergency lights to his own car and activating him while delivering pizzas for Pizza Hut.
Hey, first off, orientation here at Herman Cain's Pizza. Let's talk now, people.
Bring it in.
First off, ring the alarm. We say 20 minutes or less. We got the 999 rule here. 9 inches for in 9 minutes for $9.
There you go. Reed is a probationary member of the Rescue Squad, a volunteer group that assists with water and road rescue operations.
Yeah.
As a probationary member, Reed should not be using lights at all, let alone to deliver pizzas. Someone had to tell him that.
Yeah, we didn't know. Wait.
Authorities charged Reed with unlawful use of emergency signals, reckless driving, and he was arrested while wearing the Rescue Squad T-shirt. He delivered pizzas to the police station.
The Rescue Squad pizzeria. Don't worry, we'll get it.
If Reed is found guilty of using the lights inappropriately, he will face a 30-day suspension from the squad. That's it. Not fired. A suspension.
You know what, man?
He had the best delivery rate in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Reliable Reed is what they call him.
Can't read Reed is what they call him. Because I bet Reed's problem is he's 37, and this is the climax of his life here. Everything's downhill from here.
Crackhorn is next.
Yeah. After this, he has no job but back alley blow job.
I can't afford to not deliver these pizzas. I know. Move out of the way. Emergency equipment coming through. Pizzas can't get cold.
Who do you call to get one of them shirts in the first place? That's question one.
He was on the squad.
Who do you know? He was on the squad.
Yes, he was a probationary member of the squad.
Wow.
He was a trainee. And he had the lights. That's how he got the lights.
I thought
and
he just went,
hey, they're on the car. Hey, woo, move.
They move when I put them on the truck. They'll move when I put them on the car
for these
fast pizzas. We got it. Don't worry about it.
And the manager was, it's been 6 months, and we've beat Jimmy John's for 6 months straight up top, people.
All right. He's coming up. Been here already, Jimmy. You can move with your fast talking. Get out of here. Herman Cain runs this area in the food department. This is a Herman Cain town, sir. Cain's Pizza. You'll run like you own that cane.
There you go.
Crackhead people run fast. Is that cocaine that they're on?
The cheap version of cocaine. It's been stomped on with a bunch of different chemicals and
what is?
Crack.
No, I just thought because the fast skinny dudes that could be carrying mattresses on their back but be
right.
Flying down the street because they on their legs. Like, they be on, what, cocaine or crack?
Crack. They can't afford. Cocaine is an expensive drug.
Ah.
Crack is.
That's what Whitney said, too.
Yeah,
right.
Crack is. People with money can do cocaine.
What's the difference?
Cocaine is the pure drug. Crack has been laced and stomped on and changed into something cheap.
Hey, man, you're talking to me like you sell it, and I'm messing
first
up
off,
your
business. First off, go downstairs, get a pot and some bacon shoulder. I'll show you.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, excuse me, man. You walking around like, you think this show money come easy? Like, nah, my bad. But real quick, man, I gotta bring this up. Oh, we got a caller.
We do.
I'm sorry.
Oh, let's see what they got to say. 347, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your...
Hi, guys. This is LaCrush. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, LaCrush. What's going on? What's happening over
there? Nothing. Just that I call in and check y'all on the one thing.
I said, you broadcasting tonight?
No. What's wrong
with it? See?
No, not tonight. That's why I came to True Brothers Radio. I missed being on air tonight.
That is sweet. And you know what? I'll be glad when we got enough listenership that we can take a Monday off because of a holiday.
Yeah.
Like, just... We lost 10 points just by missing the White House show 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Lost a few you lost did have, didn't you? Y'all learned not to miss one.
Right.
But, no, man, real quick, I have to chime in on this, man. About 2 weeks ago, roughly 3 weeks ago now, more than about 3 weeks ago was the NFL draft. during this NFL draft, and shouts out to Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, man. I love that dude, man. He's over there in Cleveland.
We're going to see how much you love him in Cleveland.
You know he has the highest jersey sell rate now.
But who's number two?
Who's number two?
You don't know?
I don't. Hey,
who you about to talk about?
Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers.
Yeah, if you had the number two jersey sales, you feel like a winner.
Yo, I would.
Yeah.
But
okay,
it's my jersey.
Okay, then.
But
yeah, the dude you're about to talk about.
He has the number two?
Yes.
Wow. And I bet you I can tell you everybody who
and
bought
he
it.
He didn't get the pre-hype Johnny Football guy.
Oh, he kind of did.
No,
anyway.
He didn't get the pre-hype. He got the hype after that Saturday he was drafted.
No, he was. You know, he got the hype before. Well, let's get
not
to it real
Johnny
quick.
Football hype to sell jerseys is all I'm saying.
My man, what's his name?
Michael Sam
got caught. Now I want to say got caught. My bad. I'm sorry. Why are you looking like that, man? He gets drafted via phone.
Last person to be drafted
from the back end. He get drafted. That was wrong. I didn't even catch what I just said. But anyway. He gets drafted. Instantly, he's in tears, and he's being consoled by his boyfriend. The man was he's the first openly gay NFL player in the league now. Now, the buzz was about the kiss that happened on TV on the draft.
Yes.
Don't know how y'all feel about that. 818-514-1202. Press the number one if you want to comment on this. But the hype was the man kissed his boyfriend on the NFL draft when he got the call saying, hey, we want you.
You want me? And he bowled over, started crying, and his boy, hey, it's okay. We made it.
That conversation, I bet that phone was all
we made it
together.
And his boyfriend looks like Robin the Boy Wonder.
He does. He looks like he walks around with Flim Flam. Yes, he does.
And I'm not talking about Nightwing. No. I'm talking about
talking
Robin.
About red suit, green pants, 60s, yellow drawers.
Burt Ward.
Red suit.
Holy.
Green tights, yellow drawers. That's what you're talking
holy
about.
Seventh round, Michael. We made it. Hold on.
Holy.
Your print is showing.
Holy Lord, happiness, Batman.
Hold on. Your print is showing. Don't want that on camera. I know how to defuse a bomb.
Holy trails of happiness, Batman. He's going to the National Football League.
Now, oh, okay. All right. So he kissed the dude. What'd it do for you? Be honest.
It honestly, here's first things first. It did nothing for me. I felt
well.
No,
I'm not gonna say like it's right.
I know what you're saying.
Okay, I wasn't going there.
Start again. Did nothing for me, but I didn't feel a way once I saw it. It don't matter to me because that's that man and what he do with that man is they business.
Look,
whatever
you've opened this door, people, you've opened this door. It's here now. No sense in trying to close the door when half the body is in the door. You've let the encyclopedia salesman in. He's in now. I saw it like, oh, he kissed him a little too many. He kept going back for seconds and thirds, but it's his man. I guess that's his right. I guess.
Look, here's my...
I guess. And David, he was rubbing his arms and, hey, big guy.
Ooh.
Stay strong.
You go. Oh, you getting the? Oh, I can't wait.
What you think gonna happen if he wins a Super Bowl?
Woo!
He gonna top Woo! Him off. Move. He gonna push Terry Bradshaw out the way.
Get out of here.
Move.
I'll hold his mic.
Why do you keep interviewing me on your knees?
Daddy needs a filler.
Oh, I'm putting the crush back up. Hold on. How do you feel about the kiss, dear?
I don't
feel any type of way about the kids. I was shocked, but I don't feel any type of way about the kids, though.
Yeah, his boyfriend took a shot in the booty that night. It happened. Oh, he got some love plugs.
He got
some love plugs.
That's a boo on you, sir.
Yeah, he took. Yeah, I hope he had his Viking in that day.
He pulled out his three technique.
This is the shaft. The shaft is one, and each one of them, that's three.
Oh,
I'm talking about balls. You need that.
No.
I don't wanna get it. Hey, LaCrosse was right. Nobody feels a certain. And look, you got people who were just. First off, the thing that got me was, I want to know who I was. It the Saints that called him? Somebody called him and said, "We got you."
That's the Rams.
The Rams. I want to know how that conversation on that. Look, we don't care what you like. We just
no, they said they don't. It really does. It's not like it ain't been gay football players.
We
and
know.
And the gay football players in the NFL are going to pull him. Hey, man.
We're
going to
tell you
this is how we walk around here.
But he don't have to walk a certain way.
Yes, he do.
Walk
the way everyone
knows.
Else is walking. Don't make waves. Play. Of course the world knows. Play football. You don't want this to be an issue. Like you truly said, I think he got knocked down in the draft for coming out. I think he would have went higher, but there's no guarantee that he was going to be the bomb. There's
right.
no guarantee that he is going to be a force to be reckoned with on the field. He's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
So get off of the – you've said it. You've got drafted. Put your head down. Play football. Because if you stink – No,
you're right.
Here's my only problem. I'm not mad that he came out before the draft, but some people did see it as a gimmick, and I can't naturally knock those people who think it was a gimmick, because if he sucks in 3 years, and if he comes out and say, well, they cut me because I'm gay, nah, punk, it was a gimmick then.
Uh-huh.
Do not say that if you don't make it in the NFL, do not say it's because I'm gay. Do not say it.
But you know,
you
that,
want
that
it to
will be that way.
You want it to be football gay Jackie Robinson. You're football gay Jackie Robinson. You better make it work. You better make it. If it doesn't work, and you've made all, and if you say
so, if he's a mediocre player,
if he makes it 5 years, it's a success. He's fine. I'm not saying he's got to be the number one player. He ain't got to be a star, but
no.
He's got to be a productive football player.
I think, honestly, the clout that you've developed amongst yourself, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. And for that reason alone, I don't say hide your life. I don't say that. But you know everywhere you go now,
yes.
You're going to be branded. You're going to
yes.
be roasted.
And
you
brought that on. You embraced that. You embraced it because even if he had
the,
to me,
your
this
player,
is just me.
Your team
and this is
going
not
to
me.
Come on you though.
Well, this is
and
not
I don't mean no pun intended.
This is not me
saying
what I'm saying. He should have done.
No, I
but
know.
There's many ways around. There's many ways to navigate the waters that he went through. If I was advising him and he was that determined to be the first football player, me myself, get on a team, establish yourself as a at least a decent player.
Right.
And then if you want to come out, come out. If you wanted to come out to your team first, and then, but the way you did it in a draft before anyone picked you, you put the NFL on the spot. You put a lot of teams on the spot. You exposed a lot of homophobia. Which
and
I'll applaud you for that.
No.
But, boy,
thing.
You better be good.
Here's the thing. Football in itself is supposed to be like this man's gladiator joint sport. So, of course, him coming out before, every knuckle-dragging dude, because you have your knuckle-draggers that watch football, that's going to look at him like, why is the guy on the team? This
I don't think
your,
so.
I do. And not
I don't
only
think
that,
so, because they're already gay players. And
but you did
no, you
no.
know if you're on a team and one of your players
are
gay,
as far
you
as
know.
A fan.
And even
oh, I'm
then,
not talking about. Oh, you talking about Knuckle Dragon fame?
That's what I'm saying. That's
I got. I thought you meant a team member.
And even
okay.
And I was about to go even in. You got other players in the league that's been coming at this dude. No pun intended. Again, coming at this dude on some. Hey, look at the. Look at the.
Yes.
Yeah, but
because he decided to be Jackie Robinson, and I don't mean to equate that gay
yeah,
thing
I was
with
about
black.
To say that.
I'm just using it as a convenient metaphor because we got 4 minutes left, but. He chose to step out and be the first to plant that flag. You could have done that after you've made a team, been drafted,
but
and established yourself.
Don't you know
yourself.
That there's a reason that anybody who was gay and they kept it under wraps, there was a reason for that. They kept it under wraps because they knew that if anybody else knew, if it got out to the media.
So. Not anymore. I don't think so. I think teams are very close-knit. I think there's plenty of gay people playing football on the team, and they choose to keep it that way. And the team, hey, do your job. If you do your job, nobody cares. And as much as NFL players are do shit together, or I'm sorry, do things together. I know. It's the holiday. I know.
Yeah.
Do stuff together. They know.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, though. The reason I'm going to say that is because – the image of the team will change as far as some of the – as far no, not even as some. The image of the team will change. I'm going to tell you why. You got the gay dude, and the reason they keep it in locker room is because you got showers and all this, and it can get blown up until
I don't think so.
You're bathing with the
I
with
disagree.
The homosexual.
I totally –
dude, it's a reason
kept
it has
in,
not been
it's
brought
kept,
out.
It's kept in-house because, A, that's the way the particular player wants it, number one. If there was a player who wanted to come out –
I don't believe
really,
that. I believe –
this dude did it. In college,
true.
To his team. Hold on, he did it in college to his team. He made that decision, and the college, the school, the team didn't say, hey, we need to keep this under wraps. They said, hey, yeah, okay, so what? And kept it moving and had a successful year.
All right, now, he decided to come out. You know he didn't come out while he was still in that school. He
yes,
came
he
out
did.
When he was in the draft.
No, he did not.
He came
no,
out
he did
he
not.
Did, when he,
he came out
the
to
draft
his team when he played
that after
season.
That, after
no, he
that,
did not.
Not. In the middle of that season.
No,
no
sir.
He did not.
Before the season.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Okay, we're going to
yes,
Google.
Yes, he did.
Gonna,
you
I'm
Google that, I'm telling you he did. His team knew. The town knew.
The
school knew.
The team knew.
The team knew. The school knew. Everybody
the media
knew.
And everybody did not know.
That's not the media's issue.
But
the school knew.
Yes, they knew.
The
but
school and the team knew.
Then what I'm saying, the fact that it did not get into the media, which hurt his chances of being into the draft, he did not do that until after he left the school.
No,
when
he did not.
The,
okay. You're talking about, I'm not talking about coming to the draft and saying what he said. He came out to his team. The
privately.
The team knew. The school knew.
Yes.
The town knew. No one made it an issue. That's why the press didn't make a thing out of it,
until
because
when?
No one made it an issue. Until he went to the national press and said before draft day, he's the, what was he, the SEC Defensive
so
Player
nobody,
of the Year.
So you don't think the SEC Defensive Player of the Year is going to get looked at when he got that trophy and got that market and got that award of being the SEC National Defensive Player of the Year? You don't think that he would have been like, okay, yo, we know the National Defensive Player of the Year is gay and he's entering the draft? You don't think that the media would have jumped on
they
that?
They knew. I'm not talking about – national media ain't covering him until he was a draft prospect. And then he had a press conference to the national media. That's when you found out. But down there where he's playing, they knew. Sorry.
I'm saying –
they knew.
I'm saying that he didn't announce it to the world. That's what I'm saying. Until
– the world for him was the school in the town at that time.
Okay.
That's the world for him then.
Yes. But and when he was getting awards and getting televised on ESPN and getting mock drafted,
they knew.
They didn't know at that time, man.
I'm
he
telling
didn't know
you, they
until
knew,
after, until before the mock. When Kepler got that dude and they was getting ready to interview him, Kepler turned down the interview because they knew then when he came out and Kepler said, "I'm not doing it," because he was gay.
I'm not talking. I'm talking. Okay, again, the world is a subjective. A subjective term. Playing college down
national
there at that school.
League.
No,
national.
College. Down there at that school for that team, for that town, they knew. That was the world at that moment.
Master Bowl didn't say nothing about it. Because
what were they going to say?
Because, no, they didn't
What
know.
Are they going to say? He
know.
Can't play?
No. What do you mean? I'm saying that it wasn't. Dude, if you got the first gay player playing in anything,
he's not the first gay player.
The first gay, or the first openly gay player
to play in the NFL. That was the thing, because he came out down there. Go back and Google your headlines, sir. They all said the first gay openly gay player in the NFL.
Okay, was he the first gay? Was he the first openly gay player in college?
I actually don't know. I know he came out to his team. And the school and the town.
The school town knows, which means that I'm going to assume nobody in that town is going to keep every a town of what? Let's just say 500,000. Let's say.
Well, I don't
maybe
think,
less.
That's not a town. That's a city. But regardless.
A town of 60,000.
But regardless.
60,000 did not say,
I don't
okay,
think they were keeping a secret, as you were about to imply. I think that they just didn't see it as relevant and didn't make a big deal out of it. A, probably because the school was winning and they was having a great year. Just saying.
I personally believe, my personal belief is, if he came out down there, which you say he did, okay. If I think he did it privately to his team and to maybe just to the team. I don't think the school knew as much. They might
have
had an inkling.
They didn't have an
inkling. I don't think the fans knew as much. They probably had an inkling, but they could have had nothing concrete.
What would be the inkling?
It's buzzes. It's a little rumor going around. I don't think they had nothing concrete to stand on.
To stand on what? What would they be standing on?
Just that he's gay. What do you mean? Like, I don't think they had nothing that said we know for a fact that this player is gay. I think outside of him telling them, which I think he told his players. I don't think he told nobody else but
don't
the players and the coaching staff
and the school.
That's what I don't think he told the school.
The school knew. It's a go back. While we're doing this, we're gonna do a commercial break. You Google it. We'll do a commercial break and then we come back.
Maybe
we'll get into what's
join.
Wrong with us and everything else. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black card, black card. Black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You're good, but let's be honest, you're not perfect. And that's not American. We strive to be number one in everything. Sports, politics, economics, homelessness, degeneracy. Los Santos is the home of beauty and glamour for the whole world. Live up to society's expectations. Play your part. Your body is a work of art. Don't leave it half finished. It's time for your creative plastic surgery. We'll make your face as tight as a drum. We'll suck fat out of your body with an industrial pump. Increase your confidence with fake breasts to ensure people know what you're all about. For the more adventurous, why not try an extra nose or three breasts? You know how much men like breasts. Can you imagine how wild they'll go for udders?
My wife was complaining that she did all the work. Carried the baby for 9 months, had painful labor. It's not fair to her my nipples are useless. That's why I had creative plastic surgery. I got a set of udders installed. Now my son can suck my udders while I'm watching the game. The fellas at the bar love them too.
Men never stared lasciviously at my ass. Then I had a tail attached. Now people can't stop looking.
Beauty is not skin deep. It's less than that. Creative plastic surgery. Achieve your own utopia.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour. The second hour of Truth Brothers Radio. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email with any questions, comments, and or show ideas
at truthbrosradio@gmail.com.
There you go. And the chat room is wide open. We got Lorelei, and there was a couple of other people in the chat room. LaCrosse was in there, Phone Fantasy, and Jay Works. I don't know who that is, but they were in there hanging out with Lorelei in the chat room.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Now, from what I have received from, this is SB Nation, Michael Sam came out to his team last summer. He didn't decide to let go public with his decision until 2 weeks before the NFL Draft Combine.
The press conference in Indianapolis.
They said, you went to one site,
but you go do further research.
Okay.
The coaches knew. The coaches
was on.
You said the team number one.
Okay, team.
The coaches would tell you that he came out to the team and the team embraced him. The coaches notified the school. The school was aware. Well, there you go. You went to one source. You can go to YouTube and look it up on ESPN because it was there. The world found out, the coaches stepped right up in there and said, hey, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I read it on SB Nation.
What is SB Nation?
Sports Nation.
Okay.
Same thing like Sports Center.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. SB Nation and Sports Center.
Yes.
Do some more research because I'm telling you it's there.
Again, we got 30 seconds.
Hey, we did it in a minute.
All right. Now, what's wrong with us?
Gay football players right now. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, it could be 6'3", 260. That could be a problem coming down your alley. Don't call them gay. That'll get you hurt. But in all actuality, man, a lot of things has been going on, man, between children getting shot up and nobody standing up. I have a situation I saw the other day where a guy was getting womanhandled by a woman, and the people around him were just videotaping it and cheering the woman on. Like, it's cool, girl, knock him out, he deserves it, blah, 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 blah. Don't know the situation, but right. I know the minute the man would have did something to defend himself, all the women and everybody would either jump that man or told him he's wrong, you don't do that, blah, 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 blah. The situation with the elevator scene and Jay-Z and how that seemed to take over the whole social media at the same time that the vocal terrorists were still snatching little girls from schools, and we're not worried about that. These are all the things that I would say tend to be a problem with us. We don't know how to assess what's more important at a situation. That was just a few random things
right.
I thought.
And I hear what you're saying, and some of the comments about the girls seem to turn me off over the past couple of weeks too. People who saying, "Well, who cares about them? What about over here?" And that whole it's not my problem.
Getting kidnapped,
right?
Yeah.
It's not my problem. What about over here? What does one have to do to the other? And can't you walk and chew bubble gum? Can't we care about two issues at the same time? Are we that monolithic that you can only follow one thing at a time?
You know what? What actually bothers me about this is it's so many people, man, who didn't get, like, it takes me back. That comment that you just said takes me back to the Trayvon Martin murder. And everybody was saying, man, why everybody focused on Trayvon Martin? My cousin got killed. Nobody say this. So this little kids are getting killed in Chicago, New York, L.A., Florida, Detroit, all these other places. Why are we focusing on this? Because he's the case that got not just local attention, national attention, which will bring that, and people will start to investigate other murders inside your community.
Well, it's a metaphor.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, at the same time, you have to see a bigger picture. He stood for every kid that's been killed out of an injustice. That's what he stood for. They don't cover every single kid that's being murdered nationally. it don't happen that way unless you're Casey. What's the Casey Anthony's?
No, but I mean that still goes back to your point. That was what they call a juicy story, and they focused in on it. There's other kids in Florida, black, white, whatever, however you want to look at it. Every case doesn't get covered, but that doesn't mean you can't get the story of your cousin or your friend or whoever out there.
Exactly.
Last year we were going to do it. We were going to do a show. It wasn't what was wrong with us. What was we going to call it? How many has to die?
Right.
And we had asked for 2 weeks. We asked that people give us their stories, and we will read their stories on the air, or you could call in and tell the story of your cousin, your friend,
your brother.
And I'm going to just say, fortunately, it got preempted by the Boston bombing that was happened to be in that day.
Yeah.
But at the time, we had literally nothing because nobody turned in a story. And nobody.
But what's crazy is when we read the stories of, yeah, this girl, the guy got killed. Or yeah, even when we did the stories of the Boston bombing, all the man, we worried about them people. What about? It's crazy how the people, when something happened here, it was, well, what's going on over there? Something happens over there. Well, what about what's happening over here? You're not going to please everybody all the time anyway. Now, a part of me, which I was told I was wrong a couple of times, when I was like, okay, with the now close to 310 girls that's been kidnapped, and the more I read that story, the more I get a little pissed, all right, or whatever, but that's neither here nor there. But I was told by quite a few people, including you, I was a little bit, hey, a little jumping the gun as far as, like, you know, looking my president in the face like, hey, bro, they snatching babies. What's taking so long? I was told by a good close smart friend of mine that you have to be a little bit open-minded. He has to tend to a lot of things at once, and I do agree with that. He's a president. He's also the most powerful, supposedly the most powerful man on this planet, this here planet. And to me it seems simple enough. A lot of things that I see seems simple enough, but I was told that it's not as easy as it seems.
Okay, as you're saying that, let's rewind back a little bit. What did you want him to do?
I wanted, first off, it's no way. You got my ideas, and I could be wrong. You got a satellite floating above this here sphere that we call Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
This satellite has the lens to take a fly off a camel's tail from all the way up here. Has that technology to see that, you can pick that off. I don't think that we live as freely as we think we do. I think we're being monitored. I think that persons of interest and all these other things are actually true. I do believe that. I don't believe that these girls or even the terrorists, when they got the call saying, hey, you got some people moving that's going to be moving in here in a few days, you might want to keep an eye on them. I don't think that, as nosy as this country is, that they didn't have nothing, didn't know anything about that as well.
Okay. This satellite.
Okay.
The satellite. How does the satellite pick out 10-year-old girls out of a country in Africa?
What do you mean?
How does the satellite find 10-year-old girls
in Africa? I'm saying before. Like, I mean, look, if the satellite, let's just say the satellite only monitors this country, then I can understand that. This satellite does not just monitor the U.S. of A.
How does it? Okay, you're working the satellite. I'm Obama. I come to you,
okay,
Vaughn.
Yeah.
Find a 10-year-old girl with the satellite. How does
that
you do
satellite,
that?
You're not going to find them now. No, you're absolutely right. I'm saying
what is now?
Process,
okay,
they're
when?
Gone.
No, when was they going to find them?
That satellite has, what, 60 different television screens, as you want to put it. It's 60 different television monitors on that thing.
On the satellite?
Yes.
Why would there be 60 television screens on the satellite?
No,
who's
on
looking
the satellite.
At it?
For whoever's watching.
Watching it. Okay.
There you go. That's
I got you. Okay.
Bam. It's like, let's say it's the Oracle. Dude's watching everything on this inner desk.
Okay.
Bam.
All
right. Right.
I got you.
60 different things on that television. If one thing appears to look wrong.
Which is? What will appear to look wrong?
About 200 girls hopping in the back of a truck.
How do you find 200 girls hopping in the back of a truck in
a
satellite looking at a country?
The same way a guy can spot a woman snuggling some hosiery from JCPenney's. It's the same thing to me. In my opinion, it's the exact same thing.
Explain. Because you're technologically savvy. The Nigeria is a country.
Indeed.
How does one satellite pinpoint 10 girls jumping out of the back of a bus? On the back of a van in Nigeria,
a crowd of kids getting a phone call like, "Hey, something's happening right now."
Where?
In Nigeria.
Where in Nigeria? Give
what you
me
mean, where.
Because you just can't tell
okay,
the satellite
fine,
Nigeria.
Here we go. Okay, fine. At a school, right? We'll say the school was in of course, school is in Nigeria, right? From my understanding, the way the situation happened. The guys or whoever came up and they would start snatching. One girl got away. The one that got away told, I think she was 17. She was in there. She ran and told them inside there, hey, they're outside doing this. Phone calls are being made everywhere, right?
Yes.
Now, at that point, hey, coordinates, blam, blam,
who
blam,
is,
whoa, whatever.
Whoa.
Okay.
Phone calls are being made in Nigeria. How does a phone call in Nigeria get to the press?
I believe
how does a phone call in Nigeria get to
the
president?
Secretary of Defense?
No. President of the United States. How does
it
get to the Secretary of Defense?
A
phone call from a poor girl in Africa makes it to the
poor call. Not just one
poor girl. No, you said the girl who got away.
And I said phone calls were being made everywhere. A lot, every teachers, all teachers, all students.
All teachers.
Not all, but it was more than one. It was more than 10.
How does that get to the Secretary of Defense?
Because the same dude, we're monitoring everybody. Even over in Nigeria, you're monitoring phone calls. You're monitoring everything over there as well. You are. You're being
I'm not even denying that.
Okay.
I'm totally.
No, I know you do.
That.
Right.
But I'm just I'm trying to use some logic on this.
Okay.
To lead to a certain point. We'll see if we get there.
Okay.
But okay. Phone calls are being made. Let's say the NSA monitors that there's something going on in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
What does let's go that far.
Okay.
They called. They seen the calls.
Okay.
You're right. A mass amount of particular calls on one topic. Say the computer picks up the code word kidnapping
right.
or attack. Attack.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay. And the computer algorithm sees it. Boom. There's an attack happening in Nigeria. At that point, NSA got it in front of the dude on the typewriter's desk. How does that get to the? How does that get to the Secretary of Defense?
Same thing anywhere else. Anything else would get
no.
Down.
How what does do the dude who's monitoring the algorithm and sees that there's something happening at
keyword kidnap and attack. Go ahead.
Kidnapping. There's a kidnap and attack happening in Nigeria.
Okay.
So you're saying he gets away from his computer terminal and he's got a direct line to the Secretary of Defense?
I think no. I believe that at the end of the day, if something major is going on. You have a chain that goes up to that dude.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Now, you're the dude. You see attack, kidnapping at your computer terminal. Who are you telling?
The next in command. To go.
The next in command.
Yeah.
Your supervisor.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
This is going on right now. You caught it. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. You give it to your supervisor. He says, holy bang it. Good job, Devon. And what does he do with it?
He goes up the chain. We just mentioned
he
that.
He goes up to his supervisor.
Up the chain.
Okay.
We shoot it up the
right.
chain.
Shoot it up the chain.
Somebody says,
how long,
hey, let's get something over there.
No. How long until it gets to the Secretary of Defense?
I don't know. How long does it take?
That's my point. I don't know.
I don't think it takes 2 weeks. I don't think it takes two
whoa,
weeks.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
We're jumping the gun.
Okay.
You said We know it didn't happen instantaneously. The attack is going on when you saw it.
Right.
You gave it to your supervisor. He gave it
now
to his supervisor.
Now, imagine when I get back to my desk, though, I'm still monitoring.
Yes,
I'm
you are. You're
okay.
Still looking. Right. Okay. Now, bam, bam. One, you ain't looking because you don't see what's happening. You're seeing
oh, I'm
some
not running
phone
the satellite.
Calls.
Okay.
No,
I thought I was
your
satellite
is picking up phone calls. You don't have the bat eye. You're not seeing the actual
the eagle
kidnapping.
Eye, yeah.
No,
I thought
you
the
got
the eagle eye.
You got what the NSA has. It's taking, you said it's taking code words from a random amount of calls.
No, okay.
Because that is plausible. I'm not mocking what you're saying.
I understand that.
I'm trying to put a better focus on it.
Okay.
Because it ain't clear cut. So you caught it.
Okay.
You caught it. It's going up the chain. No, it's not going to take 2 weeks. But it could have took a weekend before it got to the Secretary of Defense.
I believe that.
Okay, a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone already. They're kidnapped. Hold on.
I'm not saying they're nothing.
Okay, because I'm waiting. They're kidnapped. Now, it gets to the Secretary of Defense over the weekend, who notifies the president. So let's say it happened Friday. He knows Sunday. President uh-huh. Sunday morning, president has been advised at what happens. What does he do?
You're asking me?
Yes.
If I was president, I'm like, okay.
If you're president.
If I'm president, I'm going to the war room. And I'm
the
like,
the
okay,
war room.
I'm going to the war room.
The war room. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I hear you.
Where I got the war room that has the eagle eye and all the information that came through about that. That's where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going there. And I'm like, okay, if it came from this place and I got the coordinates from old girl or wherever the mass calls were coming from and what school – I can
you
get a playback.
No coordinates.
See, that's
got
what,
a,
okay. See,
okay,
that's
no,
what my thing
you picked
off
up,
with the, I,
on,
I went off with
up,
Eagle Eye. That's what I went
you
off
picked
with.
Up. Eagle Eye is a movie.
Because I'm
trying to draw a distinction between movies and the real world.
Well, you said Hawkeye, so I was just
no.
Like,
I got you. I got you. I'm saying they know something went down in Nigeria.
Okay,
went down in Nigeria. They know. Some girls were kidnapped. We notified our field offices in Nigeria. And yes, the CIA most likely has a field office in Nigeria.
Absolutely.
Let's be for real. What's going on? He's going to say, well, sir, from all the reports we're getting, which is also news data, this, that, and this, these girls was kidnapped from blah, blah, blah middle school in the town of whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were taken, and they were probably taken by the group Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. We've been informed. What do you want him to do? What does the president – you're the president. What does he do at that point? Now you know who might have taken him.
Yes.
You know the school. What do you want the president to do?
We got
to
help in the search.
What do you mean helping the search?
Of finding the children. We have to get out there and find the
to
children.
To do what? So I'm serious. No, I swear I'm dead serious.
No. To rescue the children.
So the president just says, what are you sending?
As far as what?
As far as to help with the search.
Well, first thing, I'm going to send me a drone to look.
You're going to send a drone over?
To look, yes.
Okay. Okay. At what point are you notifying the Nigerian government? Because that ain't a state.
Okay.
Of us, that's not
once
a territory.
Hold on, okay.
That's not a territory.
I'm assuming that we were already passed.
That's not
it,
a, no.
Are we not passed?
No,
that?
You can't. The president can't just. Damn it! What's going on? Bam! We're going over there.
You want to go step by step, then okay. After I've been notified from my ground troops or whatever that's already over there, the guy, my CIA. A guy walking around over
not
there.
Not a guy, but a field officer.
My CIA
right.
guy that's walking around over there, he gives me all the situation. I'm getting on whichever horn or phone I have to get it to with whoever's the man
Good luck,
in,
John.
Nigeria, in Nigeria.
Good
hey,
luck,
man.
John, the president of Nigeria.
There you
Good
go.
Luck. So you so, call him.
Hey, man.
Hey, good luck.
I've got some things that's going on.
Yes.
I'm checking out what's happening right now. Yo. What's happening? What's going on?
We're having an internal problem with Boko Haram, and they have taken our girls. But don't worry, Mr. President, we have everything under control.
And they said that until when?
And they did say
that. They did
that.
Say that until
okay.
when?
Okay. Okay.
You know, they also said, hey, we can't find him. And then your man came in, right?
Whoa.
Go ahead.
When Good Luck John said, we got everything under control, how long are we talking now? Because we're way past the weekend.
Are you still going, okay.
Damn. I'm serious.
No. Good. What you're saying? Well,
we're
how far
by the time, because he told the world, hey, we got this. At one point, 5 days after they've been gone,
mm-hmm.
5 days after they've been gone, their defense minister came out and said, oh, no, we got the girls. We found them. Crisis averted.
I didn't hear that.
Then it's like, oh, no, sorry, we don't know what we're talking about. The girls are still missing. At that point, all the videos start getting made. People around the globe start getting activated and involved. But that was 5 days out. What did you want Obama to do? Obama can't invade another sovereign nation.
Never said he could.
I know. I'm not saying you did.
Okay.
But he can't just invade a sovereign nation. He can't go in there uninvited. Think of the president as like a vampire. He can't come in your house unless you invite him.
I didn't know vampires couldn't do that.
That used to be an old rule of vampires.
Oh, I didn't.
Old Dracula rule, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That vampires couldn't come into your home unless you invited him in. Like, not that you would willingly invite him.
Right.
He would trick you. And then once he gained access to your home, he can come and do what he wants. But I digress.
Right.
The president can't just, hey, I'm sending somebody because I'm the president. We seem to believe that the president of the United States is president of the world, which we love to project that image. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And America will definitely hijack some stuff when it wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But what is he gonna tell? I'm sending a whole division. I'm sending the 4th Marine Division to Nigeria to get them girls. Is that what he's gonna do?
Well, what did he wind up doing anyway?
He ended up sending I know he's got not peacekeepers over there. I know he's got a few people helping the search. I don't know if they're actual army. I don't know if they're actually military units. But
I heard it was army.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you did, maybe it is. But I do know this. I bet you that army unit is not going to engage Boko Haram. I can pretty much promise you they're not going to engage Boko Haram.
Mm.
I can pretty much promise you that he won't.
That kind of.
If he sent a SEAL team, which to me would be plausible, they could send a SEAL team to insert themselves in the country, even under the president's nose. I even would have been for that. To locate, if he can locate them, they wouldn't rescue them.
And you don't think that they would do that?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
So to me, that's something wrong with that.
No, I don't. Because,
like,
well, one, if you insert a recon unit, I'm just using recon as a loose term now because
mm-hmm.
Marines do recon. SEALs are, but they're not going to extract non-citizens of this nation. So if we lose 14 SEAL members trying to save these girls, and let's say the whole thing goes bad, 14 of the dudes are captured, 10 of them are killed, and they're dragging the bodies through the Boko Haram camp for the world to see because this went wrong, and you're the president, and you've just had a botched rescue operation to rescue non-Americans. How is that going to go?
A botched rescue mission.
Let's just...
I get it. We're going on the far end.
I'm not going on the far end. I'm giving you a hypothetical.
Right.
Let's say, because you said the president should do something. Let's say they did locate him, and the president goes to rescue him, and it gets botched.
Well, no. If he locates him, I'm with A. You instruct home first. I'm with that. A, we know where they at. Can you handle it? While we're here, but
okay. And let's say you located them
mm-hmm.
and you inserted them under the Nigerian government's nose. How are you going to let them know that we know where they are? Oh yeah, we went in against your wishes into your country,
and that's wrong.
Technically, yes. I'm saying you're going moralistically. I feel you.
Of course.
These are, your pride is coming out in these girls. I feel you.
Right.
But there's still a game being played here.
Absolutely.
That's being played out on a higher level.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's more everything. All I'm saying is everything, and especially in that, when you're dealing with international world politics, is not black and white. It's
true.
Not. They can have a satellite. They can have a satellite to look for troop movement. There's certain things they're looking for, but just looking for looking for 200 girls kidnapped in a country is like looking for a needle in a haystack, even with the technology we have today. But I'll give you that they knew where them that they knew something happened. I don't know exactly what Obama could have done. And I think Obama could have came out and made more statements. He could have made a stronger show of solidarity. I'm with you on that, but I don't know exactly. He can't personally go get them girls. Now, if one of them girls was an American, if one of them girls was a Winfrey.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Right.
If one of them girls was an American citizen, oh, yeah, that turns everything up over on its head. But they wasn't.
I agree.
But they wasn't.
I feel you, but at the same time.
When they lined up all of them people in South Korea and executed them last year,
mm-hmm.
The new leader lined them all up. They were all North Korean citizens. What can the United States do? Are we going to say, if you plug one of them people, because it was wrong, you shoot one of them people, we going to kick your ass? I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Why?
I mean, because that's in-house business. That's
okay, true. In-house business. I'm just in-house business. What about even if you did say that? Who backs North Korea?
As far as what?
Who is their benefactors? China, another superpower. So these little petty countries can lead to a bigger escalation. That's why the whole Syria thing, President Obama made this surgical effort to try to avoid a bigger conflict in the Syrian civil war. We said on our show, none of our business, right?
I remember hearing.
We said, none of our business. Hey, this is their thing. There was people getting gassed. There was kids getting killed there. We said, none of our business.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Because it's not as easy as black and white. Yes, there were 200. What they say now, it's up to 310, whatever,
something like that.
Of black girls being tortured, forced to marry these bums.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. I'm all for the bills. I'm all for putting as much pressure on this group as possible. But you can't expect your president to go rogue and do something in a one. You've got a population that's war-weary. The population, whether it's black, white, or whatever, don't feel like sending troops to another war.
Yes.
So it's a lot. I'm just saying, there's a lot of dynamics at play.
I feel you.
818-514-1202.
Yeah. Y'all press number one, China.
I know y'all enjoying listening to us talk, but.
Yeah, press the number one, getting this conversation. How do you feel about the Boko Haram act that's going on in Nigeria right now and the girls that are being kidnapped? Do you feel that Obama could have done more? Do you feel as if, you know, he's done all that he possibly can? All comments and questions and everything will be accepted. It's great conversation.
I am with you. I don't believe that everything I just said, I don't believe warranted the comment from people who said, hey, that's over there. This is over here. What's happening over
totally
here?
Agree with
I'm not saying it. I'm saying you have to take a broader look at what people's options are. And I don't think that President Obama can just wave a magic wand and fix stuff in other people's countries. He can't.
And I agree with that as well.
And I mean, I feel for them girls. I feel like you took my girls. I feel that. But they're not citizens of America. They're not. So you only have so many ways you can move.
Right. But the only thing that's bothering me about that now is the fact that Good Luck Joe, whatever you call them, Good Luck John actually came back like, hey, man, remember that 20 you said you was going to give me? Can I have that now?
Right.
And that's kind of how it played out to me. Like, hey, you know what? I can use that 20 for that gas money now. And it's like, all right, cool, we got you. You had asked a question that said, if they did locate the girls, you don't think they'd pursue. In my opinion, if you give me a green light and tell me to come help, once I locate, you're telling my team they have a job to do.
Their job is to locate, though.
Right.
One, just giving you a little background.
Okay.
Little background. If you're sending a group to look for these girls, most likely you're sending in what they would call a surgical unit. Like the unit that went in, like SEAL Team 6,
that went in to go get
Bin Laden. Mm-hmm. And when they went to get Bin Laden, there was a lot of data already supplied to them where they were reasonably sure. I would say they were 90% sure that Bin Laden was there. They had a layout of the compound. They had a way, and they had a plan to go get them. If they sent a unit to look for these girls, there's not going to be 1,400 Marines looking for these girls. There could be a recon unit. There could be a SEAL team. That could constitute at most 10. At most,
mm-hmm.
10 Marines, 10 Navy SEALs, 10 recon, not recon, 10 Army, I forget the Army elite unit, Green Berets,
right.
Can't take a base of Boko Haram terrorists. They can't. It sounds good on TV. It looks great when Schwarzenegger does it.
Right.
It's not reality. Just being for real.
Absolutely.
If they were sent with a mission to locate, they are sent with a mission to locate and maybe watch. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it depends on the situation. They might tell them locate, come back. Don't know. But just because they locate them don't mean G.I. Joe is coming take them.
But what I'm saying is, okay, I agree with you as far as
we just blew past the last break, but I don't care. We probably going into overtime because we still got many other stories to talk about here, and we do want to hear you guys as our comments.
My situation is as far as it goes is that I do believe that they are only going in with a search. It's not a search and rescue, a search unit where they're just going to say, okay, cool. They're going in with eyes. I do believe that. The thing I don't necessarily accept, I would say, is that maybe I'm not thinking of it a certain way, but I'm like, if you tell me, hey, I need your help with something, I need blah, blah, blah done, right? Nope, not saying I don't know whatever he told Obama or nothing like that. I just know that he said help. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
he said help
to the world, too, but most of the time he wants aid and money. And weapons.
Well, hey, what weapon you gonna get for these girls? Now here's another thing. Now, America doesn't negotiate with terrorists. I don't know Nigeria.
You put that in quotes.
I don't know how Nigeria operates.
No.
Now, I know that the Boko Haram has offered release of the girls for some political prisoners that were being held. Now, my opinion, but not even my opinion, your opinion. You're running Nigeria. You sitting on your own.
I don't want that job.
So do you allow such?
Good
things?
Luck, Ray.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck, Ray.
Good luck, Ray.
You know what? First video after BET Uncut that they did.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Man, we'll let them go. We just need Stoffy them released.
Yep, and here's the messed up part. From what I understand, Stoffy and them are not terrorists. They're not even dangerous.
I heard
they were just arrested on some, your Boko Haram. Yeah, I'm the copy boy.
Yeah.
You're under arrest.
That'll learn you.
So they're not even asking for dangerous bomb specialists. From what I hear, they're asking for the busboys and the dude who make the lunches. Yeah. So I think that's totally, I mean, I think Nigeria has botched this thing up from the get-go. If I'm the president of Nigeria.
Now, I do agree with that.
I don't know how I'm handling this because, A, I don't know how Nigeria has been dealing with them from the get-go. I don't. From what I heard, they kind of knew it was coming.
I've heard that. Yeah.
So Good Luck Ray know it's coming. Good Luck Ray going to have all the teachers are going to be special unit dudes, and when they come, we're going to have a Boko Haram party waiting for them.
And that's,
me. But that's just talking out the side of my neck because that ain't that.
And that's what I meant by when
don't
I said
know.
Earlier about, you know, we got intel over there, and I believe that and I agree. I heard that they knew that, hey, they going to be riding these Jeeps, and they coming to snatch up something. I heard that that was the case.
Yeah,
my thing was,
I heard that R. Kelly was the leader of Boko Haram.
I could believe it. No. In my closet.
Right.
Trap him in my closet.
Chapter 7. Bring me my lemonade. I see a bladder filling session coming on.
Nah, don't worry, girl.
But yeah, we're going to stay on this a little bit, but I do want to switch gears into other stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I want to bring things a little closer to home when we're talking about what's wrong with us. We started talking about this part of what's wrong with us because there were some people who didn't seem to care about these girls and felt like, well, we should be talking about what's going on here.
Yeah.
How come? We know what's going on over there. Let's talk about what's going on here. Okay. Let's talk about what's going on here. 818-514-1202.
Press the number 1 if you want to join this.
14-year-old girl gets into it with another 14-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
Over a boy. We're going to use that in quotes right now. On Facebook. Mm-hmm. No. Lil Mouse is mine. No. Lil Mouse is mine.
I love him.
They get into a fight. One girl beats the other one in a fist fight. You know, they did the wind, put their heads down and did the windmilling, and one girl ran into all of the fans.
She caught the wrong end. Got you.
Okay?
Right.
She leaves, goes home. Uncle's at home.
Fresh from the
itchy. This is true.
Absolutely, people. This
she
ain't
come, hey, what's wrong? Blah, blah, blah just beat me up over Lil Mouse.
We'll call her Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly beat me up over Lil Mouse, and she know that's my boyfriend. It says it on Facebook.
In relationship with Lil Mouse.
28-year-old uncle. I'm going to say it again. 28-year-old uncle.
Why doesn't that seem old enough for maturity for me now?
That's a effed up saying right now.
It does. It doesn't seem
he
like
says,
he is mature now.
What? Oh, you need to go handle her ass.
That's what he said.
Handle? Yeah, handle. When I say handle, I mean this. Hands her a .38 caliber revolver.
Grab this handle.
Grab
go
it.
Go handle.
Now go handle your business. She don't dare take Lil Mouse from you. You squeak that mouse, not her. Now go show her what for.
Now don't flash it and don't pull it.
She goes out. He goes with her. Other family members go with her.
Let's do this.
And they confront the girl. Shoot her. Okay, Unc.
You told me.
She points the gun, goes to shoot the girl, and the gun misfires. For all you people who don't think that we're heathens, God said, you know what, this is stupid beyond proportions.
I'm going to
Shazam, I'm going to make the gun jam. I'm going to save everybody's life. Shazam, the gun jams.
Mm-hmm.
She's pulling, nothing happens. One of the family members, whoa, these pesky 38 calibers can be tricky sometimes. Fix, click, hands it back to her. Now go ahead. At this point, I take it your God said, now if I jam it up again, that's just going to constitute a miracle. And
We can't have that.
I gave you one miracle. I jammed the gun. Fine. That was your opportunity to surprise the Lord.
There you go.
That was your opportunity to surprise the Lord. But no, we're going to make this happen.
Because it's fair and it's God's will.
She proceeds to shoot the girl in the back and hit another person. One of the cousin was 19.
Old enough.
Oh, here they come. Give me that. I'll hide it.
Can't have no evidence on you, cuz. Now, mind you, in the situation, you had to, how stupid could you have been to not know that you were going to be the first person under investigation? That's just
first off. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you, and we're not going in on the 14-year-old.
No.
Me, myself, I'm personally going in on every adult. She was surrounded by adults who said, no, I've been reading a book about conflict resolution, and this is how you resolve it. Shoot her.
There you go. Now,
818-514-1202. What the hell is wrong with us? And I'm not talking black.
No.
I'm talking human.
Absolutely. I mean, and as many did you say that, I have some, but we'll come back to that in a minute. The situation with me is the little girl, and these are little girls. I don't care what nobody says. You're tricking yourself into believing these girls are supposed to be grown and know better.
They were old enough to screw R. Kelly.
There you go. And therefore, they're young. Now, if you have a group of people who are well over the age of voting, well over the age to buy squares, and well over the age to buy liquor. You should know that my 14-year-old cousin is going to make it through high school. I'm not going to have her out here going to jail. Or the mistakes I made, I don't want her having.
Therefore, don't be like me.
It's a boy. Don't sweat it. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to end up with this dude anyway. You won't even know him by next semester. So at the end of the day, let it go. Not the family. We refuse to be disrespected as a family. Therefore, you must uphold the sheer name of Jenkins. Here's your gun. Go do our family's work. Yeah, it happened in America.
Yes, the cousin was 17-year-old for hiding, and he hid the gun. Now he faces charges of felony aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, 2 counts of felony unlawful use of a weapon, and a misdemeanor of reckless damage charge.
Butt rape them all, and I don't mean the 14-year-old girl. I mean the uncle that handed her the gun. I mean, the boy who hid the gun, the probably the same dude who fixed the gun for, hey, cuz, I got you. Now, it was a story, I don't know how true it is about this situation. I heard that they actually, the girl, after the gun jammed, she actually tried to take off, and they went chasing her down, hey, while I'm fixing the gun, they're trying to fix the jam, and they were still chasing this girl.
I don't know if they were chasing her, but she did get shot in the back, which means she was trying to retreat.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying that's what led me to believe that they actually chased this girl. Because if you're sitting there,
if the gun jammed, well, let's just say the girl instincts kicked in and took off.
Right. Let's just say, because I'm thinking, let's say she caught her by surprise. Hey, Kimberly. The gun jammed.
Right.
Now, at this point, Kimberly, her shotgun wore off.
Wore off.
And she's jetting. Now, from what I heard, gun jam, come on, y'all. And they rallies and chase behind her trying to fix the jam. That's what I heard. And that's
quite
how
plausible.
And that's how when they said the Key Lolo, the girl who did fire the shot, when she shot it, that's how it wound up hitting somebody else.
818-514-1202. We know that a lot of people, especially in the shot here, has heard this story. Call in and give us your 2 cents, please.
And
we are going to overtime, so everybody, the chat room will probably get shut down. Make sure you call in. Everybody in the queue, stay in the queue, because we still got a lot more to cover. A lot more to cover. But I don't, it's absolutely mind-boggling. What household this girl, what morals did she learn in this house? Can you imagine what she's been learning from the adults in this house? Another thing is, I've heard the police are trying to find the boy, the alleged boyfriend that they were fighting over, because allegedly the boy is quite possibly an adult. Take it in your life. Two 14-year-olds fighting in Facebook over an adult.
Unless I'm willing to bet by adult, they at least mean 19. I don't think
19, he ain't 40.
Right.
But he's old enough to know.
I say 21 and 18, I would say, would probably be the range we're talking about here.
He's old enough to know shouldn't be doing this with these kids.
Shouldn't smash the 14-year-old, but hey.
And that bothered me, but I got to get into this one because this is something that bothered me.
Okay, before you do that, real quick, because, again, there was people who hit our page with a vengeance about the girls in Nigeria. This is at home. This is right here on our front porch. And the silence was deafening.
Yeah.
The people who, what's going on? Again, this is your cousin on both sides. This is your family. When I got a friend of mine who barbecued over the weekend, trying to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Got neighbors. Neighbors is out there with their family, barbecuing, playing spades, having a good time. All the music over the radio was Suck My This, Hoes Ain't This, Kiss My That, and This Is How We Get It In.
Speaking on that, I was out with my son, one of my boys, the other day. I'm taking them to go, get a haircut, whatever. They see, here's what I don't like, and this is something I think is what's wrong with us. As my son's going in, one of the barbers, what's up, little nigga?
Now, there
I
gotta
it see is. What he's saying, right?
Right. No.
Now, I'm like, little God, little King, what's up, little man?
Little
you
brother.
Go, yeah.
Nope.
What's up, little nigga?
Yep. And that was a term of endearment. I liked him. Hey, Devon, what's up, nigga?
Yeah. So let's just say, okay, breeze fast because the dude who cuts hair, good dude, like him, supporting the guy, bam, right? Over there, speaker. And they're in the barbershop. Ladies are in the barbershop / beauty salon, right? They don't play radio. They play CDs here.
Yes, sir.
Where the content is always explicit, right?
Yep.
Slap it in, yep. Bam.
I ain't heard my song, Suck My Freak.
Yeah.
I ain't heard my jam, Suck My Freak.
The guy, I kid you not, man, the guy put in a CD, I cannot, for the love of God, the name escapes me now. But the song was, I think it was one of, not his, but a friend of his. Hey, y'all got to hear my boy.
This is my boy.
Trevor Pistol. Trouble Time is the name of his CD, right?
Macaroni Time.
Song was called, If You Don't Hit Your Bitch, Somebody Else Will.
Yep. Notice the play on words. Wink, wink, clever, clever.
Because I'm
818-514-1202.
If you don't hit your bitch,
someone else will.
Somebody else will.
That only leaves you with boy pussy.
And, dude, you talk about play on words. One of the lyrics, I had to write it down because I was like, oh, this is coming. After I'll punch your bitch, I'll give that pussy a punch, bitch. Is
there
the lyric.
It is. There it is. In the nose.
And the women.
Oh, yes. That's what a real man.
and the women in there. Not a one was looking like, you're not going to turn this off. I mean,
not
a
one.
7-year-old here.
Not a one. He's got to learn early.
A 7-year-old
What's wrong with
girl.
Her? What's wrong with her? She needs to know that she can get punched at any time.
Because Frymic, another one.
818-514-1202. Ladies, where you at? Because we're going to overtime.
I'm at your local Family Dollar. They want to have their kids want to have a water fight over the weekend. Hell, Uncle, they call me Uncle Go-Go, my nephew. Uncle Go-Go says, get your all water guns. They come from Family Dollar.
From
it
Family
does the
Dollar.
Same job, right?
Because it squirts water.
Bam, 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 four of them, right? Here y'all go. Oh, you're the best ever, right?
Get on the tricycle. I'm a shoot as you're riding by.
Four girls came walking across from your local apartment complex.
Right.
Over there. They come into the local Family Dollar. They have a song in their head that they want to sing. Not the fact that it's coming, they're singing it. One girl's holding a iPad. Not headphones.
I got to share this good music with everybody.
The girls had to be no older, I swear to God, had to be no older than 10. R. Kelly's Cookie is playing, right?
And he's the cookie monster.
The song says, I wish I could play it right now on my phone, but the song goes as follows. Mm-mm. Like a cookie, right? Like that, right?
C is for cookie. That's
and
good enough for me.
The man is talking about, I'm going to do all these things to you. Little girls is cookie. And singing it like we're lames because I'm looking at, hey, man, I tell one little girl, hey, there's other adults in this store. You don't want to appear like such a hood chick. I didn't say that to her. But I'm like, you know, you're a young lady. You know.
Jeez, are you going to punch me in the nose? No. Then shut up.
With your square ass.
And they're talking cookie.
And I'm sitting here like, you know what? You're absolutely right, little girl. Get my nephews and my son. We're out, right? My nephew, shouts out to my nephew TJ, who's now reading at a third grade level, though he's only in the first. Shouts out to my man. Gotta clap it up for him. Now, he looks at me like, hey, what was that about? I tell him point blank, don't bring in them hood chicks to your parents' crib. You'll be fine. Stay away from them. They're not for you. Keeps it trucking. But I digress. I'm tired. You're not teaching them nothing. Not our little listeners. I know they are. But you got these parents, man, that just say.
Yeah, the four people that listens to this show, y'all do great work.
Yeah. But you got the parents that's out there, man, that's just like, not teaching nothing. I'm just, hey, you got to raise yourself. You got to know it's hard out here. What 7-year-old needs to know how hard it is in the world?
Right.
What 7-year-old?
Right. What environment are you creating that don't you want to, I'm not saying make your kids delusional.
Exactly.
I'm not saying lie to your kids. I am saying
give them a
childhood. Let your kids be a kid. Yep. They shouldn't know the double meaning to words.
Exactly.
They should say the goofiest things because they don't understand.
Exactly.
Why is he so happy about singing about cookies, Daddy?
Ha, ha, ha.
He's an idiot. Come on, let's go.
There you go. But nobody seems to think that. You want to tell your kids, one, you want to be cool with them. That's a problem in itself. Like, you want to be extra cool with your shorties. No boundaries, no lines, no structure. That's a problem
that
in
far.
Itself.
You want to turn the boys into girls.
Even that.
You want to go that far. Fine.
Now,
nothing wrong. Oh, yeah, I'm doing my nails. Come here, Billy. I'll do yours, too.
Come on. Oh, well, you don't have a daddy. That's painful for when the girls come over. They'll think it's a gasser. Let's laugh at it.
Put my heels on. It's fine.
do your Madea stuff you do that be so funny.
Yes, that
do
be
that.
So funny. Yes.
Do the voice. Now, real quick, had something that I had to run past you, man. Now, it was a story that...
818-514-1202. We are definitely in overtime,
as
but the party is not stopping. Just keep it going. Raise your hands if you got something to say, because you really, at what point are you not fed up with what's going on? This is literally in your backyard.
Here we go, real quick. Now, about a few weeks ago, man, I don't know if you might have heard it, but I know a couple of our listeners might have. It's a woman who was arrested for leaving her kids in the car for doing a job interview.
Yes.
Now, supposedly, now, here's where the problem lied with me. Now, I read the story, touched by the story, was heartfelt. I was like, ugh, man, that's tragic. The kids got taken away. Her picture is all in tears of, like, all I wanted to do was go to my job interview, and she was homeless. I don't know if you heard this one. White woman, same town, off drugs, puts her baby on top of her car, drives off, and forgets the baby's on top of the car, right? Now, my girl who gets the one who had the interview thinks she was did some jail. She's going to get some jail time, and they snatched her kids. White woman gets probation, kids returned back to her.
Because we know you were in a hurry. That horse ain't going to ride itself.
And for that reason alone,
Aaron Horse done it again. Done it again.
They find
I'll
her.
Watch you, baby. Put him up here with me.
Next to the rainbow shooting out my Heron ad. Now, the baby is found in the middle of the expressway, unharmed.
That's directing God. Traffic. That's God again, right.
That's God know, buddy, there.
This is just too much.
Your mom's... babies and fools. I suppose to take care of them. Therefore, whoa, responsibility. God got to handle this. Somebody take a kid. Now, my problem to the story is now, after everything is said and done, a lot of people were saying, well, the story came out that the woman wasn't homeless in the first place. Like
that
matters.
Makes the difference.
That matters now, because a lot of people saying, see, she could have left the kids at home.
And then risk, same difference, but then again, playing with the Drano, it could be safer. I hate people.
Dude.
What's wrong with us?
You are willing to, and most of these people of a hue, who I was like, that's wrong, bro, because you instantly should have had compassion for this woman who went to a job interview. A job interview. Nobody, she's, remember you was talking about the people who are trying?
Yeah.
She's the one
yes.
who I'm like, now I feel you. Her situation is she went to a job interview. The kids were in a car. Window cracked. The job interview's here. She parked in a space, not handicapped.
Because that would be wrong.
And park that close, interview, I don't know. Now, I'm guessing her interview was somewhere where they're basically telling you, pee in the cup, if it's clean, you got the job. That's what I'm guessing. That takes all of 15.
Doesn't take long to interview for someone to be a Walmart cashier.
All I'm saying, not down
can
in
you
the
count?
Moment.
All right, pee in this cup, we'll call you Monday.
Or pee in the cup. We got the tab here. Not no promethazine. All right, we got you. You'll start Monday. Hey, here's your blue shirt. Here's your tag. You got to get your khaki. She probably went, yes, all I got to do now is
walk
go over.
Right out.
Woo, ma'am.
I heard you've been delivering pizzas.
Yes. Yes. And for that reason alone, her children are in protective services. She don't have the job, and she
oh no, that brought bad publicity.
And now she has to fight to get her kids back. But she has to show that she can supply a roof over their head. But she wasn't homeless.
Y'all
just
gotta,
visiting.
Y'all gotta, you gotta, I digress.
Yes. What about what happened in California? The drive-by shooting in California.
Now that one I did.
Shooting up people, huh?
Now that one I didn't hear. When did I?
Didn't hit, yeah, this is.
Over the weekend?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Had no idea this even happened.
Yes, sir. That's been a big news all weekend. I know you tried to in enjoy your weekend. A father whose son was among the victims in the shooting rampage near University of California at Santa Barbara voiced anger at gun laws while saying, "His family is lost and broken. Our son Christopher and six others are dead," Richard Martinez told reporters gathered outside of a sheriff's station for a news conference. "You don't think this will happen until it happens to one of your own." Christopher Ross Michaels Martinez of Los Olos, California, was the last of six people to be killed by suspect Elliot Rogers, 22, before the gunman apparently shot and killed himself, authorities said. Martinez was shot in the head while he was getting a snack, police says. Martinez said he talked to his son just 45 minutes before he died, before the shooting, where the bullet holes could be still seen at a deli mart in Golata. That's a town in California.
Nah.
Martinez was an English major who planned to go to London next year and to law school after graduation. It's really, really, no, this is just me. It's really, really sad. They said that the dude who did the shooting, Elliot Rogers, had Asperger's syndrome. He was a high-functioning Asperger sufferer, and that he felt bullied. He felt like he didn't belong, and he was frustrated because he hadn't gotten laid.
Wow.
Yes. And all of this came bursting out of a gun because that's how he felt. I know his father is a movie director, and the father has just been stunned and is apologizing to everybody he can over the boy. He said the boy has had problems for some time. He says he don't even know how they got the guns.
You know, in that case, I can't really say what's wrong with us on that one. That's one where,
yeah, I can, because what's wrong with us that we have such lax gun laws that it takes that anybody has this, and I'm putting my fingers up, constitutional right to get a gun. Rights are one thing. I'm all for it. Unstable person does not need the right to have a gun.
I can agree.
You want a gun, have at it. But yes, there should be laws there should be procedures in place to say, I just want to make sure you're not nuts or planning on offing somebody when you buy this gun. So you can buy it, but you'll be able to pick it up in about a week when the paperwork clears. I don't see what's so unreasonable about that. You got to wait an extra week.
What happened? They don't still have the 10-day waiting period?
No, sir. All that's out the window.
I did not know that. I swear. Well, then
no,
that show
expired a long time ago.
I haven't.
Soon as Bush and them got in there.
Give my people their guns. If they buy their whiskey, here's your gun. It's fixed.
Let's sell them both in the same spot.
I heard they actually do that in Texas.
A lot of places.
I didn't know that. Like, legally.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Give me that Jack Daniels and that 45.
That revolve.
I got things to do. See you later.
I need to go drinking and shooting. Isn't that just a bad combination together?
Combination of the ultimate stupid.
Like, you know
and
what?
And you're mad. You know what? My girl just punched me and then punched me. I'm
going
to go handle this.
My man Trevor Trouble.
Oh, I don't get it. It's sad. We've got to do better.
And for that reason alone, man, I don't know where we're going to go. I said we're doomed. I don't think if the world doesn't collapse inside of itself, which I think that would be the best gift to everybody, just I don't know what else, where we're headed. It's just, it's all downhill. Nobody, you rarely hear, not saying that it's not happening, but you rarely hear of, hey, 73 people graduated today, all of them going to Yale. You rarely hear something like that.
Well, they all don't have to go to Yale. Nah, look, give me a whole graduating class and everybody's going to college. There's schools that do that.
There's schools that
100% graduation rate and they're all going to college. Let's not focus in on that. Let's focus in on Floyd Mayweather and T.I. getting into it at a Fatburger.
Or Jay-Z and Solange fighting on the elevator. And the world will stop.
You set the expectations, people. You set the expectations.
The world.
You set the bar.
For all of these things, the world will stop. For scandal. Have you ever been on social media while scandal's on TV?
Oh, yeah, girl. Do him, girl. You're a gladiator.
Hashtag scandal. It's the, yes.
And scandal's fine. I would not mind. Let Olivia Pope solve a murder in the hood.
There you go. Fix this, Olivia. There you go. And again, it's not
quit screwing Al Gore.
I think she stopped doing that. I haven't seen it, but I heard they've strayed away because they caught some flack for that. Whatever, right? So, I mean, but it's crazy how we could glorify, the
dumb crap is what you're looking
for. The social media and everything. Like, prime example, man, knew somebody. I mean, it's I think we might have talked about it, but it's bothering me again. I know somebody. Perfect. My man's is a good dude. 100 grand, man. And I don't get women on this one. Like, what's wrong with us on this one? You can pray to God all night. God, send me a good man.
A good man. I need him.
This and that and the blah, blah, blah. He takes care of his business. And when you get him, when he's in your, not that you're fishing and trying to hold him.
I'm not going anywhere, baby.
When you got a clamp on this dude.
I got you.
You say, nah, I thought I wanted that.
He's a lame.
What? When did
you telling me you're not gonna fight in this McDonald's? No, baby, they just put pickles on the Big Mac, and I asked them not to. It's okay.
It's okay.
You're lame.
It's all right.
You're coming in from work again.
Why don't you stay out to give me something to argue about?
Why don't you punch me?
What's wrong with us? Why is that okay? Why is that what you want? It's just my problem. But I digress. It's a whole shagoof of just dumb
shagoof. I like that.
Shagoof of dumb. It's like,
I like that.
You want dumbs?
Quit using. Well, they're making money as a justification to say that it's okay. Well, they're making money. But NBA basketball wives is a show that make money, so therefore it's okay if they fight every time and make themselves look like a fool. They're making money. That's okay.
The worst thing.
I had a dude argue me down about Flavor of Love and say, hey, man, hey, he's still famous. He making money. So a girl crapped on the top of the stairs. He's making money. It's okay.
Anybody who throw one wild party, it can happen to you. The worst thing that ever happened to television was reality TV, because it deludes people into believing that Kardashian life, all of those lives are real. Those rich kids, and it deludes them to have them believe that, hey, this happened, it can happen to me, and blah, 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 blah. Well, you're trying to live now above your means to keep up with people, and by the time you get whatever they got, it's going to be owed to them. You're trying to keep up with people who don't care if you got what they got or not. So why? What's wrong with you to the point where you're trying to emulate a life that you know is not yours? Be happy with your life.
Can't be happy with your life. Can't do that.
That's a problem.
Not good. Someone over the weekend tried to explain to me about the incredible comedic ability of Cat Williams and told me how just. And I was like, Cat Williams is okay to me. I know he's got talent, and I know he's funny. I've laughed at some of his jokes, but the whole I told him, you know, me myself personally, I'm not with the whole pimp thing. Right. I'm not with it. It's an embarrassment. And you come out and you want to play this pimp game, the world laughs at you. You're a joke. And while she was showing me this stuff, I'm going through YouTube and tripped over how the Illuminati set up Cat Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And people embrace that like, yes, see, no, think. The Illuminati, or forget the Illuminati, anybody in world power politics is not worried about Cat Williams.
Or Jay-Z.
Or Jay-Z.
Or LeBron James.
Or LeBron James.
Or Justin Timberlake.
LeBron James, nothing LeBron James do is going to have an effect on the XL pipeline. Nothing.
There it is.
Nothing that Jay-Z do is going to have an effect on what's going on in Crimea. XL Pipeline, Boko Haram, Crimea, what's going on in the Ukraine. You're watching world power politics play out. T.I. and Floyd Mayweather have nothing to do with that.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it a ploy to keep you dumb and ignorant? We throwing so much Kardashian, Rich Kids, T.I., Jay-Z fights. Are we throwing
all bread and circus?
Yeah. So I'm saying, is it all sports?
Bread and circus. I keep you placated. I keep you placated and happy with diversion. You don't want to grow. I give you Cat Williams to keep you placated, but Cat Williams is not the barrier keeping you out of the library. He's not.
No, he's not. Or from actually reading things on the internet besides what
Cat Williams, they set me up. No one set you up. You're an idiot. You're an idiot to begin with, and you're doing all of this to yourself. Nobody is sitting on the world's throne, since people seem to imagine there's a world's throne, mm-hmm. and worried about Jay-Z and let's activate Shalange and take Jay-Z down a couple of pegs because he think he's somebody.
So they hit the sleeper drone, which was Shalange.
Right. They pressed the button, woke her up. The Illuminati does not care what happens at the Super Bowl in any way, shape, or form, outside of a friendly wager.
There it is.
Outside of that, no one cares.
Water over
right.
Here.
No, they don't care. We're gonna have one of them shows.
Yeah,
I'm tired of these people who think that there's so many of these conspiracies that, I know what happened. And yes, you're right. They made sure that Godzilla was a good movie to tell you how the world is hiding monsters. No.
They're secretly telling you. I heard that from certain movies that people were telling me, like, yeah, this, if you, man, you got to open your eyes to the bigger story.
Oh, no. When you see a particular run, they prepare you for what's coming, mm-hmm. not in a conspiracy type of way, as in, hey, you saw Bluetooths in James Bond movies before Bluetooths was popular. You see certain technology, the finger controls on your screen, on your iPhone screens. You saw that in movies before they came about.
Right.
But they were preparing you to wrap your head around the technology. 28 days later, that series about a virus making you go bonkers. Yeah, they could be preparing you for that because there's viruses or pandemics that can happen that could blow your world away if they get out of control. Yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is not preparing you for when the apes take over.
No, now that I don't, but I did. I was hearing from, this is what made me actually go rent this movie, not buy it, was Elysium, the one with Matt Damon.
Where they're going to all go up and live in outer space. Well,
yes.
There's already a plan in America to leave you behind.
I heard.
Because you're morons. they're going to leave you behind. You keep embracing patriotism, and you keep embracing titles and boundaries like they mean something. If I'm a billionaire in America, I'm a billionaire in Spain. So I don't care about the XL pipeline running tar sands over your drinking water. I don't care about fracking in Oklahoma, where now they're getting more earthquakes than ever because you're fracking, stupid. I don't care if your house collapses. I don't care if the fire down the mountain burns your subdivision away. I'm a billionaire. I can go to Madrid and be just as rich. Or I can go to the next spot. Or the next spot. Just saying. But we've done it again. Ran everybody away.
All that pesky thinking.
But so thank y'all again for coming to the show. Another good show. Next week, we will be getting into Whiteout.
Oh, we're going to do that.
Yeah, that should be next on the docket, Whiteout.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get that.
Skin bleaching. More, do you think you're beautiful if you're light-skinned?
Ooh.
That's the question.
Ooh.
Let's go there.
Let's see what these ladies say about that. But
there
again, man, it's been a great show, man. Thanks for everybody who hung out with us for that extra time, man. We appreciate that. We ran a little bit past what we were supposed to, but hey, when the conversation flows, it flows.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't think the NFL one would have got that heated. We could have actually used that as a
jump off.
Yeah.
Nice little topic. We could touch back on that.
Wait till the season starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's gonna come first game in.
Hike.
So,
right.
Take
so,
it in there, boy.
It's been a great show. I thank everybody for joining us, and please join us next week. This has been a G-Network presentation, and we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique.